Hi, Sally Spillane. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Show. Garden Show is brought to you by Victoria Gardens of Rosendale, Ornamental Horticulture on the Rock Top Nursery, Cottekill Road and Route 213, victoriagardens.biz, Bridgman Florist across from the Old Dutch Church on the corners of Fair, it's only one corner, so we'll say on the corner of Fair and Main in Uptown Kingston and at bridgmans.com, where it is always spring. Hammertown, your home in the country. Love where you live. It's in Pine Plains, Rhinebeck, and Great Barrington. Check out their website, hammertown.com. My guest this morning, Dave Toder from Boulder Architecture in New Paltz, boulder-architecture.com, not slash, dash. Dave doing lots of things, but specifically Green Acres in New Paltz, the first zero-net development of single-family homes on the planet, which is a very cool thing to be doing. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to talk about siting houses, siting gardens, relate how they houses relate to the earth around them. So just kick back, get yourself another cup of coffee. Because here we go. Morning, David Toder.
Good morning, Sally.
It's great to have you. We're just going to go all over the board because, you know, it's still March and we can do that. You are an architect. Now, yes.
Yes, I am.
Architecture doesn't just mean anymore sitting at a table with a pencil and drawing a house plan. I think, boy, probably what, starting in 1900, we had plumbing, you know, we had electricity, you know, in the last 15 years, we've had built-in stereo systems and, I mean, just all kinds of things are now under the purview of an architect. Solar, heating and plumbing. I mean, there is a lot going on. And so it must be a really fun time in history to be an architect.
It is. You certainly have to be very much a generalist and also have specific depth of knowledge in a broad range of fields because you're the one who has to pull it all together. And you're right, there are always new materials and methods and mechanical systems of various kinds that all need to be incorporated in the building, and you have to educate your clients about the various aspects of each one and encourage them to go out and, you know, find the information either via computer or, you know, on the phone or in person, and then they can make educated decisions about which they want for their house or their commercial building or what have you.
And so many buildings are so influenced or influenceable by their site.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and so having a vision of, I always say, you know, look out the windows. And even on paper, you need to look out the windows.
Right, and certainly the windows are really, both from the outside, they lend a lot of the character to a building, but also from the inside. That's how you bring the outside in, which is, that makes some of your best spaces in the house, or where how the daylighting affects the room throughout the day, throughout the seasons. And so you certainly have, you know, at least a short-term view of your yard, or maybe you have, you know, longer distance views of, you know, mountains in New Paltz or other places, or water views, and then also in terms of efficiency, energy efficiency, there's, you know, can you face the house south and have all that sun coming in and use roof lines to shade it out in the summer and then let it in the winter when you want it.
So in a lot of ways, we're just like plants. You know,
we there's some similarities, definitely.
You know, you grow better if you're sited in the right place. And I think that's something that as people, we don't really think about. We don't think about how we're going to feel in the sunshine in a room.
Yes.
Houses are seem to be all about people, you know, living in them. But living is more than just cooking, doing laundry, sleeping, working on your computer. You know, there's a lot going on inside a house.
That's right. And one of the things, you know, I do in my profession is try to assist with the drawings, assist my clients in envisioning what's it going to be like living there. How will I live there? How will I enjoy this space? How will the, you know, the light come across the desk where I'm working, or, you know, across the book I'm reading, or such like that. So it's very neat. It's a kind of art form where you're living in it. So it's big furniture.
So, and with the advent of computers, there's all kinds of programs, so you're no longer stuck with just a roll of blueprints in order to sort of see what your house is going to be like. A lot of people can't read a blueprint.
That's right, and you can get 3D renderings done, and those can very much help envision what's it going to look like, you know, color choices. Some material choices as well. It's amazing with the computer how easy it can be to look at variations on elements during the design so that you can really see what your choices are. One thing I do is with, say, just floor plans and elevations, because I still, you know, that's the basic method of working out the design with the client. And I can do a lot of variations with the computer. I just copy it over and make the changes, then copy it again and make the changes again. And then, you know, the client can really see, oh, I could have the room arranged like this, like this, like this, the windows like this, and how will it affect the space and affect the look of the outside of the house as well.
A lot of people don't get a view. They have what I call a borrowed view. And an architect is a wonderful person to be able to actualize the maximum out of a borrowed view.
Sure, sure. Certainly you can, there's an optimum design for your building, for you as the client and owner, and that's part of what we're aiming for. And also with the looking at all the various options during the design process to make sure that when you get to the end of the design, you're confident.
Yeah.
You've looked at all the possible options, and you know you've gone down, you know, you've kind of pruned off the paths that aren't where you want to go, those design directions, and you've kept going in the direction that is toward the ideal design for you and your building.
So you're working on a project that's really amazing right now. You're working on Green Acres in New Paltz, the first zero net energy development of single family homes on the planet.
Very proud of that.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, what is it? What is it? Tell me what it is.
Well, one thing it is it's proof that we can really build zero net energy buildings. They're for real. Hudson Valley Clean Energy has their commercial building
there is
zero energy. And the first two houses at Green Acres passed their full year of occupation, and they achieved zero net energy. They actually are plus energy in that they made a little more electricity than they used to do everything. Heating, cooling, you know, the electric stove and the computers and the refrigerator, everything,
wow.
You know, driven by the solar panels. And the way that we achieve that is it's a very tight envelope. They're insulated concrete form walls. So they're 11 inches thick with 2.5 inches of styrofoam insulation on either side of a 6-inch reinforced concrete core. So they're very durable. They're like earthquake proof,
yeah,
and bulletproof and all that good stuff. They're going to last hundreds of years, longer typically than stick framed homes. And, they're, you know, very, very tight. And so there's extra insulation under the slab, and then there's spray foam in the rafters above. So you're able with this to make a very tight and well-insulated shell. There's triple pane glass, and then you need a heat recovery ventilator in that you need to have fresh air that's coming in because the house is so tight that natural infiltration, like you have in most houses, you don't have enough. They are surprising in terms of the blower door test that an energy rater would do. they're surprisingly tight. There's very little air coming out anywhere except, you know, where it's supposed to be at the ventilation ducts and such. So then they also have a geothermal heating and cooling that's very efficient. With most houses, the heating and cooling is the majority energy user, but these houses are actually so tight already that it's everything else that uses more now than the heating and cooling. They have very small systems for the geothermal, and then there's solar panels on the roof.
Wow. And the advantage of having an 11-inch thick wall is, architecturally, that's, I come from the world of Adobe, is that in terms of design and what happens with windows, you get some really interesting planes on the interior architecture.
Yes. It's nice to have those deep windowsills, perfect for plants.
Yeah. and just to sit or cat.
That's right. I mean, you're already at something you can pretty much sit on. It's a little, you know, you might want to have a broader.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking children could sit on them.
Definitely.
But you could put a wide sill and, you know, just use that extra space. But that's a really great feeling, too, just that kind of that third dimension on interior walls that comes from having a space like that.
Yes, I did another project in Rosendale, and I double-framed. It was an 1850s, you know, historic house, and I double-framed, meaning I installed a new interior wall because the old wall was pretty far out of square, and I wanted to have something, you know, true for the new sheetrock, and I flared the windowsills. I made them wider on the interior, kind of like stone houses you'll see.
Yeah.
And that really, that kind of throws the light, the daylight, into the room and does some
exciting things. It also draws you
things
into the view.
That's right.
You know, it's that funnel effect is really, it's cool. It works a lot of ways. It works for like an LA, you know, you just sort of space the trees, every row of trees in a little closer. You can create all kinds of interesting feelings. I think the world has, oops, uh-oh, wait, we have to go to break. So we're going to go to break. My guest this morning, David Toter, Boulder Architecture, 845-532-8354, boulder-architecture.com. Dave's in New Paltz. Check it out, and check out Green Acres in New Paltz. We'll talk more about that when we come back.